Bunny Boy Learns a Lesson, Clarence Hawkes. Did you know that even a little rabbit has lessons to learn? One of these is to listen to his mother, for she knows many ways by which a rabbit may protect himself from his enemies. This story tells you how a little bunny got into trouble because he did not obey his mother. Mother Rabbit's Plan. Bunny Boy was a half-grown cottontail rabbit whose home was in the woods. He lived with his mother and brothers and sisters in the burrow, a nice warm hole that went down into the ground under an old tree stump. One bright morning, Mother Rabbit thought that she would go to a field where she knew there were some early cabbages. "Children," she said, "if you are good while I am gone, I will bring you some juicy cabbage leaves. You must stay quietly at home." But Bunny Boy followed his mother out of the burrow, saying, "I don't want to stay at home, Mother. Please take me with you." "No, no, Bunny Boy," said Mother Rabbit. "You are too young to go on such a long trip. But if you will keep very quiet, I will let you stay in a clump of bushes while I am gone. You can see all around you, and it will be almost as much fun as if you went with me." So Mother Rabbit took Bunny Boy to a thick clump of bushes near the burrow and left him there alone. Then away she hopped to the cabbage field. For a while, Bunny Boy slept, dreaming of juicy cabbage leaves. But before long he awoke, sat up, and yawned. How he wished that his mother had taken him with her! Surely he was large enough to go. He was certain that he could run almost as fast as she could. He did not think his mother really knew how much he had grown or how well he could take care of himself. What happened when Bunny Boy ran away? For a long time, Bunny Boy sat very still in the clump of bushes. But by and by he crept out carefully and looked about. As he sat there with the sunlight falling on his head and shoulders, he was the most beautiful little creature in the whole great woods. When he thought he heard a sound, his long ears wiggled this way and that, trying to find out what it was. His large, bright eyes looked carefully at everything near him. His nose tried to smell all the different scents of the woods. Bunny Boy's mother had given him and his little brothers and sisters many lessons on the dangers of the woods. She had taught him to listen, to look, and to smell. For these were the three ways of protecting himself from his enemies: listening, looking, and smelling.